This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Thanks for being with us. Welcome back. It's Kelly and Company. And ladies and gentlemen, wanted to mention that if you are interested in our podcast, simply use your favorite podcatcher. Subscribe. And you can take Kelly and Company in whenever works for you. You can listen to the show in segment form or the complete show, where we even add an audio vanity card at the end provided by one of the team members, giving you a little background on the show or just some of our thoughts and things going on. That's the Kelly and Company podcast, available via your favorite podcatcher. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, host of the show. Welcome back.
This Emancipation Day I'm talking about for 2021 is falling on August 1st, and you can experience a week of digital activities from the Ontario Heritage Trust that celebrate and explore Ontario's Black communities and Black heritage. We're very excited to learn more about this, and we're going to be talking to Brittany Belovich, Programs Assistant at Uncle Tom's Cabin Historic Site. Whitney, thank you for coming on Kelly and Company.
Hey, thank you for having me, and thank you for showing interest in this topic.
Oh, we're very, very interested, and we want to start right from scratch. So for anyone who is unaware, can you please tell us what Emancipation Day is?
Yes, absolutely. So Emancipation Day commemorates the Slavery Abolition Act. That became law on August 1st in 1834. This act abolished slavery in most of the British colonies, and it would go on to free over 800,000 people of African descent across the British Empire, and Canada was one of these colonies. So the narrative that most of us in Canada hear growing up is of Canada as a refuge for freedom seekers from the United States, right? And Canada was this wonderful place for those who used the Underground Railroad and they escaped here, which is true, but it's not the whole story. So slavery did exist here in this country, and that has directly impacted the society that we live in today. And so Emancipation Day really serves as a day to remember, to reflect, and honor the struggles of those who've come before us and gotten us as far as we've been able to come today.
I'm in the in southwestern Ontario, in London is where I do the show from here at home. And it's amazing the things that I'm starting to learn, Whitney, over the years that, you know, none of us knew. And we hear different stories from different parts of Canada, as Canada was used in that form for people to get across the border and have that freedom. And, of course, many other things, as you said, that we need to know that went on at that time and afterward. It's not as all simple as, hey, happily ever after, cross the border, right, and you're fine. You're site manager at Uncle Tom's Cabin Historic Site. Can you explain what this is?
Yes, I can. So I'm actually the programs assistant here at Uncle Tom's Cabin Historic Site in Dresden, Ontario. And here we recognize the accomplishments of Josiah Henson. So Josiah Henson did escape enslavement in Maryland, and he used the Underground Railroad. He came here to Dresden, that's where we are, right, and eventually helped to found one of the first trade schools here to help other freedom seekers. And Henson later became known as the real Uncle Tom. When Harriet Beecher Stowe referred to his memoirs as an inspiration for the character of Tom in her very famous book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. So Henson was also a conductor on the Underground Railroad. He helped others to find their freedom here. And here at the site, we tell stories of the Underground Railroad, the history of slavery, and Henson's legacy here in Dresden. So we're very fortunate to be able to share some of this history and tell these stories to people who often have never heard of the Underground Railroad here in Ontario.
Mm-hmm. And can we talk about the production of these engaging video programming that you have for Emancipation Day? What type of programming is available this way?
So normally we would celebrate Emancipation Day here at the site in person. We would have speakers and performers, but because of the pandemic, we've had to move that to be virtual this year as well as last. But we were able to speak to some really wonderful people. We spoke to Kramer Wimberly, who was a lead diving instructor with Diving with a Purpose. So Kramer is passionate about giving a voice to the many Africans who lost their lives during the Middle Passage in coming from Africa over here to the Americas. So that's one of the people that we were able to speak to. We were able to speak with Moses Letigo Odida, who's an independent filmmaker. He's working on a film called Why We Protest. And several others. We were able to speak with Tiana Ridley Padmore, who's an author who wrote a book about 40 different African Canadians who've influenced us here, and just several other people. So people can engage with these videos and listen to these stories of people who've influenced and continue to influence African Canadian history. Yeah.
That's really tremendous. Yeah. We're with Whitney Belovich, programs assistant, Uncle Tom's Cabin Historical Site. So when you talk about content like this, Whitney, and creating it, I think about who do I want seeing it? Black Canadians? Do I want everyone? Where do you feel when we look at educating or informing and just sharing this kind of content with people, whether it be videos and that? Where's the best place to start with? Who do we want to reach first?
Oh, that's a really great question. And I want to say that even though slavery was abolished in 1834, racism definitely was not. And I think it's really important to create this kind of content and to share this kind of content with the people who are most directly, just in our most innermost circle, so our family and our friends. I think it's important to have these conversations because this is our history. This is our collective Canadian history. And if we can have these conversations with the people who are closest to us, then I believe that will spread into hopefully our education system so that the next generation coming up won't have this gap in their education about this very important Black Canadian history. So I think that's where we can start, is sharing this content with our friends and our family, and hopefully that will continue to branch outward.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think sometimes, too, we get stuck as we hear our government apologizing for different things we've unfortunately done in our past and gotten past and needing to recognize we need to say sorry. We also need to recognize the fact that, lots of people came here. Yes, this was a refuge. But what did we do for them when they were here? And as you said, racism didn't disappear.
Exactly. Yes. People, I think they continue to push to have discrimination and racism become more of a part of our past. And I think that one of the things that's important about emancipation this year is that it's the first year that it'll be nationally recognized across Canada. Emancipation Day has been recognized in Ontario for a number of years, but this will be the first year that it's recognized across the nation. And I think that that will bring a lot more just awareness about the fact that slavery did exist, and there's more work to be done.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much discussion around, what history is. Should history be still talked about? How should it be talked about? How do we get the biggest picture we can and still keep, finding the truths behind the things that we've known or thought we've known for so long, right? Like in air quotes, known.
Right.
So it's really incredible that we're still making the movements to push out more awareness, as you said, Whitney. You have this great news that you're reopening for the public tomorrow, and that's really exciting so that we can continue to filter in more people, right? So can you talk a little bit more about this?
Yes, we're very happy to be reopening our doors to the public on a bit of a more part-time basis than we've been able to in the past, but we'll be welcoming guests on Fridays and Saturdays. People can come in for actual in-person tours of the site where they can come and interact with our Underground Railroad Freedom Gallery and our North Star Theater and come and see the buildings that we have on site. So we're really looking forward to be able to welcome guests into this space, and we'll still be offering our virtual tours on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays just to be able to keep that accessible for people as well. So, we are very much looking forward to welcoming people in person.
That's tremendous. How long will your Emancipation Day programming run?
So that'll be available for the foreseeable future. It'll go up through our website onto YouTube, and people will be able to access it there. And actually, after the first on Emancipation Day, everything will be accessible. So right now it's being put up little by little. Each day a new video goes up. But on Emancipation Day, it will all be available, and people will have access to that on YouTube.
Well, we know you and your team are really encouraging and really engaging to get more people talking about Emancipation Day, getting our own, research in and awareness in. So where can we go to find out more information and learn more about your programming?
Yes, you can visit our website at www.uncletomscabin.org. You'll find all of our Emancipation Day programming there. There's also lots more information about enslavement here in Canada and about the Uncle Tom's Cabin Historic Site as well. So I would encourage you to visit our website for more information.
Wow. And Whitney, we imagine that there'll be a lot more to now that it's national, that we're getting that recognition of stories shared and of the different places in Canada, whether it be out west in BC or in Nova Scotia, giving us more of a picture of the time in Canada across country.
Yes. And how exciting is that to be able to not only know more about our story here in Southern Ontario as one of the places that many people escaped on the Underground Railroad, but also what happened across the country, because it is a collective. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to not only sharing these stories, but learning more myself.
Yeah. And that's part of the efforts too, right? To get it more national, making it a conversation in other localities outside of Ontario.
Yes, definitely. We want not only to be commemorating that here, because there aren't only Black people here, you know, we are all across the country, and we want to be able to include people. So yeah. Yes, and hopefully, like I said, this is just a step towards more acknowledgement and healing for all of us as Canadians.
Absolutely. Whitney, thank you so much for coming on Kelly and Company. We really appreciate you talking about this prior to Emancipation Day on August 1st.
And good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully you'll check out that content, and we look forward to hopefully seeing some of your listeners in the future here at the site.
For sure. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
We were speaking with Whitney Belovich, and she's the programs assistant at Uncle Tom's Cabin Historic Site. And we're talking about their digital activities from the Ontario Heritage Trust that celebrate and explore Ontario's Black communities and Black heritage. Prior to Emancipation Day, we were having this conversation, and that is August 1st.
Well, folks, we've got another hour of Kelly and Company ahead. Lots of great programming, but boy, what a wonderful conversation. If you missed any of it, check it out via the Kelly and Company podcast. In the next hour on Kelly and Company, we've got What in the World. Jeff Ryman's our host for that. Plus, our roundtable conversation will be with Jim Crisco today, AMI content development specialist from Edmonton. But up next, the man himself doing his Thursday edition of The Buzz with Bill. It's Bill Shackleton. Hang in. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.